In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Persistent prayer is a difficult thing. We usually start off strong, but as the days, weeks, and years go by, we begin to dwindle. There's always something to distract us, something to take away our attention. We just can't find the time, or we don't know what to say. When we finally do sit down and pray, our minds dance all around, or we fall asleep in the comfort of our beds. Try falling asleep while talking to your spouse and see how that goes. The second commandment commands us to pray. And if we fail to pray, then we suffer God's eternal wrath forever. But we soothe our consciences by saying that since the frequency of prayer is never mentioned, praying on Sunday or simply for a minute or two in the evening is good enough. And if some other dire situation arises, I'll pray then too. Persistent prayer is a difficult thing for people with earthly minds. It is even more difficult when God appears as your adversary. The Canaanite woman prayed to God, and he completely ignored her. You ask God for help, for mercy, and you seemingly get no answer, no response, no help, but your situation simply goes from bad to worse. Where do you turn now? The Lord Almighty himself is walking away from you. You pray again, but you can begin to feel like you are simply talking to yourself. He said, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you." And yet you're still overworked and stressed and weary, and simply worn out. Persistent prayer is a difficult thing for people with earthly eyes. God turned his back and walked away from that woman, and yet she followed. Jesus had to answer. He is her Lord, after all. It doesn't matter that she's not a Jew. He still is her Lord and her Messiah, so she follows. And yet when Jesus finally does answer, he doesn't talk to her, but he talks to his disciples to tell them that she is not worthy of his time. He has other things to worry about. Still, she doesn't give up. When he finally does speak to her, he insults her by calling her a yapping little dog. Prayer is not easy when God appears against you, but she still persisted. She would not let him go. Regardless of what he threw at her, she believed that he must help. In fact, she also believed that even his silence, his insults, the torments that he threw at her are in some way, some divine, mysterious way, part of his help. Jacob would not let God go until he blessed him. This woman would not let God go until he blessed her. Wherever he went, she was going to follow until he answered her prayer. For even though she was not a Jew, this Jesus was still her Lord, her God, her Savior, who promised to deliver her from every evil. God turns his back and walks away from you so that you would follow him. In your honest hearts, you know full well you pray far more when life has problems than when things are simply sailing along, so God sends you problems, so you talk to him. When he appears oblivious to your needs, do not give up. Cry out all the more. Follow him wherever he leads you. Follow him to his holy altar and lay your requests at his feet, for he has promised to deliver you from every evil and to help you in your hour of need. But understand, you may not like his answer. You may not like the way that God delivers you. Finances get even tighter. Life goes from bad to worse. More pills, more stress, more sadness, and far less energy. What have we done to deserve all this, you ask? But why do you deserve a good life when you're a sinner? Did you not confess at the beginning of this service that you deserve not simply God's eternal punishment, but his temporal punishment right here, right now? You believe and confess that you deserve not even a good family or a hug from a loved one. So anything that you do have is undeserved. Why should you be free from arthritis when your hands have not been pure? Why should your knees stop aching when you have not perfectly walked in God's commands? Why should your heart be joyful when untold sins have spewed from its depths? Why should you live in a peaceful country when you yourself have been angry, resentful, held grudges, and have yelled at others? Is God treating you unfairly? Has He given you something you do not deserve? Are you really any better than a yapping little dog? Persistent prayer is difficult when God appears against you. It is even more difficult when He begins to insult you, to tell you you don't deserve His help, that you're nothing more than a worthless sinner who deserves eternal death forever. Jacob overcame by holding on to God's promise. The woman overcame by holding on to God's promise. Dear Christian, remember God's promise. Do not let Him go unless He helps you. He must keep His word. Yes, He will put you in your place, even as He did the woman and Jacob. He broke Jacob's hip, after all. Willingly take that place. Admit that you are a sinner who deserves not even one good breath of fresh, clean air, much less peace and prosperity. But do not let Him focus on yourself. Do not focus on you or your life. Remember who He is. He is still the Lord, the Son of David. He is still the helper of the helpless. He is the Savior of sinners. And you just happen to be a sinner. So He must be your Savior. He must help and deliver you from every evil. Do not let Him forget who He is, for the Lord loves it when His children remember who He is and hold on to His goodness and mercy. So lift up your hearts, emblazoned with the waters of holy baptism, and pray once more. The Lord will remember that baptismal promise to you, even if you were too young to remember that day. He remembers that you were buried with Christ and raised with Christ, plucked out of the kingdom of the devil and planted into His very own, given an inheritance with Christ and with all the saints. The Lord remembers what His Son has done for you. He will not forget, and so He places His Son's body before you and pours His divine blood in a holy chalice for you to sip. You see, God does not treat you as your sins deserve. He does not deal with you as a sinner, but as His holy sons and daughters. For that is what He has made you. He may not come to miraculously feed you, but He is still your Lord. He may not come to miraculously heal you when you are sick, aching, or weak, but He is still your King, the Son of David, who slay that demonic Goliath by His 5 holy wounds. He does not visibly walk among you. He is not a 21st century American, but He, this first century Jew, is your eternal God, who has promised to be with you always, and to lift up your hearts to God so that you might escape all that is about to happen in this earth. If He is willing to suffer eternal death in your place, would He really let you just go through this life on your own? Would He really neglect you in your hour of need? So He will feed you. He will comfort you. He will heal you. And as you look back at your life, you can probably see numerous times He has done this. But chiefly He does this through His Holy Supper, through His Word, and through His sacraments. Persistent prayer is a difficult thing for people with earthly eyes, and we ourselves have failed to pray continuously because we have often forgotten the eternal things God gives. Do not give up. Pray holding on to God's promise. Repeat that promise back to him. Remember your baptismal promise, his baptismal promise, and you will no longer see your earthly situation as his final answer. You will no longer see his help as medicine or comfort of friends or anything else, but you will see his final answer in his word and his help coming in the holy sacraments. Indeed, the Lord never turns a deaf ear to those who pray in faith. He will help and deliver you, even as he is present here this very day, to lift up his face upon you and to give you peace. For those with the eyes of faith, they never see God turning and walking away from them, but they see exactly where he is present to bless them and to heal. But how much more will you have to go through, you wonder? Just enough, not too much, not too little, just enough. For faith understands that suffering is a gift from God. Faith understands that suffering is for your good. Prayer is not easy when God appears against you, but do not let him go. He walks away from you desiring that you follow, and he is leading you to the realms of heaven. He calls you a worthless sinner, so you long for his mercy and his love once more. So regardless of what he throws at you, believe that he must help. In fact, believe that even his struggle against you, his silence, his insults, the pain and grief that he causes you is somehow in some divine mysterious way part of his help. For when you are weak, then you are strong. When you have nothing, then you long for the eternal inheritance given to you. When you are scared and alone and overwhelmed, then you long for that peace which surpasses all human understanding. When you understand your place, then you will fully understand that your help, your only help, is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And then prayer will no longer be a laborious task that has to be done this many times per day, but a joyful gift we cannot use enough. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.